close enough to it. I'd like to call this meeting to order. It's at 5:30. Need to establish a quorum, would you please?
Mary Hapka.
Russ Smith.
Norm McClung.
John Cameron.
Jane Gillette.
Okay, that's a full board, okay. Jane, would you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Jane. Okay, item number four, added agenda item. Matters added at this time will be discussed during the other matter portion of the agenda. That's number nine, okay. Any public comments at this time?
Might as well start it up, stir it up.
Okay, that's good, okay.
Well, a couple people have already heard this, so.
Okay, that's okay. State your name and who you are.
I did address the city council last Wednesday, so. My name is Gloria Fleming, and I live on Deer Forest Drive here in Lapine. I have a copy of this letter that I've written for each of you. And here we go. To the Lapine City Council and City Planning Commission. I was recently made aware of the purchase of the building on Highway 97 and the change in an ordinance that would allow a marijuana dispensary to be placed there in full view of all driving through town. I was shocked and appalled that this could happen after all the hard work the former Planning Commission did to keep that from happening. I must have been out of town because I had absolutely no inkling that this was going on. I don't know if any of you are aware, but at one point Lapine was known as the meth capital of Oregon. We had a reputation for easy access and minimal law enforcement. When we decided to become a city, a priority and commitment was made to change that image. It was something always kept in our thoughts as we developed our comprehensive plan and did our ordinances. When voters approved the marijuana sales, it was only by a slim margin, both for medical and recreational. Almost as many of your constituents were against it as were for it. The planning commissioners were told we could not stop the dispensaries, but did have the authority to try to protect our children and our image by ordinances stating where and how many dispensaries would be allowed. We did considerable research and comparisons with other cities and came up with ordinances that would work for us. The setbacks for business were very important because of the prior image problems, and we wanted to protect a friendly family image for all that passed through. We did check with legal and were advised that we were within our rights to do this. We did not want a porn shop right on the highway either. On one side of the highway, we've worked so hard to improve the look, and I was really looking forward to a bright, shiny, welcoming image as we come into town. Now, as we look to the right, we will see a business that throws out that negative image once again. It makes me sad and disappointed. My main concern in writing this, it's really too late to do about anything about that now. You're going to be dealing with the sign. My copy of the sign ordinance is 45 pages long. We spent months on looking at each thing. And that really, the ordinances that we wrote, a lot of thought went into. So if we also tried to make them so they could be challenged. We didn't want anything to be so rigid that if a business came in or a private citizen came in and had a good idea that was going to be good for the city and good for them and good for everybody, we wanted to be a little bit flexible. So, you know, a lot of the ordinances are written a little loosely, but have to be really, really careful and do your homework when you decide to change an ordinance. And that setback was a real biggie. A lot of work went into that. And you know, there was a reason for it. So that's mainly why I wanted to speak on it and let you know. And like I said, I'll give these to Holly, and she can give, or I'll give them to you after the meeting. So, thank you.
What, Gloria, what property was that you were talking about?
The one right across the street.
Okay.
Sabai, the old Sabai building.
Gotcha.
Was that administrative, or when was that?
Remember that. It never went through us.
Yeah, that was administrative. I want you to know that.
It was what?
Administrative decisions.
I believe she's talking about the code change that went from your recommendation to council, and council changed the ordinance to take out the 50 foot back.
Right.
Business, because they felt all business should be treated equally. So they took that out of council for the code.
The council.
Yeah, the council.
See, I want you to know that, because
yeah.
we are very well of the image we want in the future.
Right.
And
right.
The sign code is coming up with this, and we know it's a hassle.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we know we have problems with it,
yeah.
Both good and bad.
Right.
But as far as across the way, you know, I'm as far as the building and giving him the right, you know, we cannot do anything about that.
From what I understand, it was almost a year ago, and I was out of town for a couple months there, and that's probably when it happened. But there was something about being, something was said about being discriminative, and that was not the case, because we did check into that. You know, some business can be allowed and some don't have to be allowed.
Yes, yeah.
So, if you're protecting your public image, you know, those things all have to be considered.
Yeah, okay.
So I don't know, you know.
Well, as I said, that's why I was unfamiliar with it, but the city council voted on the setback. And we did administrative okayed the other just under the rules we have set now.
Yeah.
Know. Unfortunately, a lot of us are with you on that. But, you know, as well as I do, a lot of this can't be stopped. Now, the sign setback maybe could, you know, but we are diligent. We will look forward in the future to watching this stuff.
Yeah.
We don't want that.
So many of you are new, too, and you haven't. I mean, I was in with the comprehensive plan and a lot of that stuff. I knew why we did it, but, you know, coming into it blind, you know, not having the background on it, it's kind of hard to be able to look at it and understand the whole situation.
Right.
You know?
Well, we've got some hard decisions coming up too with the sign, with the revision of the sign code. So, but we do take your comments to heart.
Thank you.
And there is a lot of things we can do and can't do, and you know as well as I do that's true. We do try to preserve the image and upgrade our image in the pond. A lot of that can't be done quickly, because number one, we don't have a lot of money to enforce stuff.
Yeah.
But anyway, I appreciate your comments. Does anybody else have any questions for Gloria?
No, no. Just
good.
Appreciate it.
Listen.
Yeah. No.
Okay. Thank you. Yes?
Can I speak?
Yes. I would like to have your name. State your name and where you live.
My name is Michael Harper. I live here in Lapine,
okay.
Down by Mid-State Electric.
Okay.
I am the one that purchased that building. I had moved to Lapine last October. I've been 25 years in the medical industry and healthcare, working in New York City at NYU, Mount Sinai, Cornell University, Columbia University.
Mm-hmm.
Managed $28 million budgets, saved my money up my entire life in my 401k, and came to Lapine to start a grow down in the business park and to help a local business, which was Matt with High Desert Botanicals.
Mm-hmm.
So I am the one that's purchased that bank. We're in the process right now. I've started a construction company as well. I've been hiring people in the community. I've spent $750,000 in the last 5 months here in the community. I've done all this. I mean, we are putting $50,000 worth of reconstruction into that building right now, cleaning it up, making it very nice for the community. I can say we will not have any gaudy signs. We will not have obtrusive signs. You know, we will do things, we are trying to do things as properly as we can as a business that wants to do business in Lapine, and someone that would like to stay in Lapine the rest of their life and enjoy this community. I really love this community. I've met many wonderful people here. I have no opposition. I understand when people are uncomfortable with something, but we are going through a change. and opportunity. So if you ever have any questions, concerns, or anything that I can answer, I'm always, my door is always open. And if you have any questions, please feel free.
Does the board have any questions for Michael? Okay, so you're well of our, you're well aware of our signs and what we'd like to present.
Yes, sir.
And I think that there can be a way that they can present it in a manner that's not, you know.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's what we want to make sure, we keep that area clean. There's, you speak of drug problems, opioids, things like that. That parking lot between those two buildings, that building's been sitting there for a long time, empty. That other building's bad. That was a nasty area. You know, we're cleaning, going to be cleaning all that up, mm-hmm. doing our best to make the best business around that we can. Mm-hmm. High Desert Botanicals has a very nice emblem. It's just an HD with a green cross in the middle of it. Non-obtrusive, we're not going to be flamboyant whatsoever. We're going to paint that roof green just to try to get it natural in with the wood color, because it's wood all around, just to try to make it look nicer. And we're going to try to do things right. Okay. So, and many Americans, and they're finding out across the country, are treating this opioid crisis with cannabis. Mm-hmm. And people are able to get off opioids with cannabis treatments. Mm-hmm. So the opioid epidemic worse by us being here in a spot like that. Right. We want to make the city look good, so.
Okay,
good.
Thank you.
Any other questions for the board? Nothing? Gloria, would you like to say something at this point?
Well, I am not an anti-marijuana person. I don't have a problem with dispensaries. And actually, in disclosure, my son-in-law, or my son and my daughter-in-law, they are into the cannabis, the oils and all that kind of stuff. So I understand all that. I'm more concerned with the public image of people coming down 97.
Yes, we are too.
And you know, that was the reason for the setback in the first place.
Yes, ma'am. We will do everything we can. Please, if you feel wherever that you're uncomfortable with anything we're doing and how it looks over there, please.
You will hear about it.
Oh, I'm sure.
People are pretty vocal.
Yeah, and that's what I love. That's what I love. I mean, that's why I've come here. Okay. That's why. Yeah. So
we appreciate your comments.
Yes, thank you all very much.
If it doesn't meet the city standards,
yes,
if you don't like it, you will hear about it.
That's right. That's when that sign's been existing out there, I think I was just reading the regs on it this morning.
Yeah.
And the sign's been out there for years, so.
Yeah.
We're not going to change the size of it or anything about it. Just change it over to HD.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. Okay. So much for the public comments. Item number six, approval of the February 21st, 2018 meeting minutes. Everybody have a chance to go over them?
Yep.
Can I have a motion to any problems with it that they want to bring up?
So moved.
Okay.
I second.
Approved. Okay. Can I have a vote on it?
Aye.
Accept?
Okay. Aye.
All right. Okay. Number seven, selection of the TGM Advisory Committee member. Turn that over to you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So if you recall the last meeting, I discussed that the TGM grant is the grant that is redoing almost our whole zoning code. Much needed update to codify so that we're not looking at code after code after code to try to find where the crossouts and underlines and the add-ins were. The person from this body, like I said before, really needs to be engaged. You're going to do a lot of reading. You're going to read the first draft of the code as it comes forward. You're going to be our representative when people in the town are saying, what is this all about? Because it's document heavy. And so, that said, you probably, Mr. Chairman, would like to have nominations or motions. And
okay, everybody understand what it's about?
Yeah.
Okay. Would anybody like to step up and be a part of that?
Did I scare
committee?
You all sufficiently?
Yes.
That was my fear, is that nobody would want to.
Bright stuff, so.
I would be interested myself, but I do not have the time.
That's my concern, is that I think I could do the job, but I'd be concerned about my timing.
You would be good on it.
Time available.
You've got a good background, you're good for details.
I can't breathe.
I know you can. Would you be interested in all, give it a try?
I'll give it a try.
Okay, because I think it is important, and it will take a little time, but you seem to have...
But I've tried reading through our present codes.
Is that...
And I got two-thirds of the way through it, I could not do anymore.
Okay, but as this process develops, that's an ongoing thing, correct?
Yeah, so you're gonna get drafts at a time, you'll get certain pieces at a time, and it'll be new and improved and all exciting, right?
Right.
Rather an insomnia treatment, yeah.
Now, will we get to review that as a...
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, you also will, yeah, it'll come before you for a public hearing too. So yes, but you'll all get significant time to review.
Will we get little pieces as he gets it, or is there a chance we can get a copy as it's coming?
I think so, I'll check, I don't know the answer to that, but I'm pretty sure, because they're gonna want the, you know, the whole point is that the community is involved in and has ownership of it.
Correct.
It's not, a whole lot's gonna change, but the parts that do change are gonna be significant in that, like you all know already, our downtown standards and, you know, those areas. So there is gonna be significant change in certain areas, other areas is just gonna be the common, you know, the code stuff that's redundant and needed updating, so.
Right. I know if we had a, if we could, you know, saw the copy of it or the changes coming up, we could make you aware of something that we're concerned about too.
Absolutely, or I can always...
Yeah, or you, yes.
Yep.
Okay. Right, and any other comments on that subject, the TGM?
I think it's great that Russ is gonna step up.
Yes, I think it is too, it'd be good.
No, it wasn't, I stepped up, you guys all stepped back.
Okay, any other comments on that? Okay, all right, number eight, discussion regarding sign code?
So, thank you, Mr. Chair, so if you all remember, you had homework, and I got homework from almost everybody, so that was good. We're not gonna spend the whole time talking about creative signs, that was just the first PowerPoint page I got. I am gonna apologize, I got into this, I was gonna be all creative and do a really good PowerPoint this time, and I just, somebody would walk in, phone call would ring, and I was like, no. So it's pretty drab, but I incorporated all of your pictures that you guys gave me interspersedly, so that if you were a barrister, you didn't want anybody to know that you actually said what you said, or that you pictured what you pictured, you really don't know, so. You'll know your own stuff, but, and I do want to hear your comments, so this is open. We have 10 minutes, 15 minutes before some of you have to leave, so we want to get through this, but I want to hear what you think. I really want to hear some feedback on what you're seeing and what you're liking, because I'm going to use that, and like I said, painlessly, we're gonna start weaving this code. Do not worry about if you think it's legal or not at this point. I will determine, you know, I'll fix that for you on the back end, but just, I want to hear what you think now. We'll get started. So creative signs. So this is, don't worry about it being in the right way, but it's a boat, advertising a business.
There we go.
Thank you.
Thanks.
It's kind of cool.
See that at all. A little bit dimmer. There you go.
That's better. So there's a sign on the boat. The boat itself could be considered a sign, actually, if it was in front of them.
Right. It is. Dry clean.
Yeah.
Dry clean. Pardon? Dry cleaning?
What is it?
No, it's a boat shop.
It's a boat shop.
We're not gonna discuss if it's a legal business or not.
No, but it's a boat shop.
We're not gonna discuss if it's in the right way.
Well, it's a boat, small motor shop, things like that.
So anyway, this is an idea of a creative sign. So, thoughts?
No.
No.
Yeah, it looks like a hazard.
Well, don't look at where it is. I mean, because in the real world, it could be... In the real world, it wouldn't be sitting out in the street or in the right of way. It could be like in its own parking lot, or, you know, in a, by its business. Think of Cabela's if it had a raft up or something. Yeah. No?
Still say no.
Interesting.
I'm not liking it.
All right. Mm-hmm. So, this is another creative sign. If you'll notice the gun, on the wheels. This is one that I actually dealt with in Sandpoint. So this is Renko Arms. It's an actual armory. They sell guns. They put this gun out there, and we had a neighbor come in, and she said, "Well, every day I walk out, that gun is pointing at me." And she was angry. I mean, angry. And she said, "I don't want to get rid of it." And so as a city, we're like, "Well, what do we call it? I mean, what is it?" And so I said, "Well, maybe it's a sign, because it meets the definition of sign." So we had to calculate what signage she was allowed, and we actually permitted that gun as a sign. Mm-hmm. And then very nicely asked him to turn it the other direction. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't pointing at her every day she walked out. And about 3 months later, he pointed it back. But the real purpose of that gun is it's a barbecue.
Real, I was gonna say,
yeah.
It is an actual functioning barbecue. I've actually eaten hot dogs off that. It was made by the Sandpoint High School students in metal shop, a gun, big gun, for $5,000. And it cooks about 40 hot dogs at a time.
I think that's neat.
Yeah. So it's
although I wouldn't like it pointing on my head.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, she was not a happy camper. But
maybe not right out in front either.
Anyway, that was my
if they would have put signage
story.
On the gun itself, I think it would have helped.
He had enough signage on his building.
That's true.
Anyway, there you go. That's my creative sign story.
Okay.
So there can be signs, creative signs. It can be all different kinds, different types. Regulatory signage, this is real quick. We're obviously going to have to allow them. There is going to be some fire marshal stuff, some police stuff that we are going to allow for, obviously. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on that, but yes. The answer is yes. So, moving into high and low. Here's where we get into high signs and low signs. What's preferable? What do you like? What do we want to see in Lapine? Couple of examples. Good pictures, by the way. What do you think? Too high, too low? Should we go higher? Do you like them? Are they nice?
Actually, I like that. The Best Western.
Right, and that's new.
Yeah, it's new, but it's, I think it's a good example of a intermediate sign between the high and the low ones. The Shell has a lot on it, but it's pretty conservative, I think, for being McDonald's, the Big M, and the Big Shell. Comes
so
across
this
okay.
Sign, I think, is about 12 feet tall, I think. I don't know about
yeah.
This one. But I think this one under our current code is 12, I think.
The other one's a little taller.
This one?
Yeah.
This one, I think, wasn't as newer, though, right?
It
was.
Those were fairly new, both of them.
I think they've upgraded those. I remember in the last couple of years.
Yeah.
When you're talking signage in urban, like in towns, about 10 to 12 feet is tall. That's considered tall.
I can't see anything super tall like that McDonald's from the last slide. Mm-hmm. No.
Okay.
Yeah, well. Another example of some signs.
I like, of course, I like the Mid-Oregon because of the design, and it is lower.
Yeah.
And it's not sitting way out.
They fit a lot of stuff on here, actually.
Yes, it is.
If you think about it, it's not, but it's readable.
Yes,
it is. It's not unattractive, and it's not cluttered.
Mm-hmm.
And they fit a lot of information on there.
Yeah.
And the casing is very...
It's classic.
Yeah.
And I think, just without giving away, I mean, I don't know. I haven't seen it. Obviously, it hasn't been drafted, but I think our downtown standards have some kind of, you guys have worked on before I got here, the Northwest feel or style, which I think is going to have some stone and wood.
Right,
so,
stone and wood.
That's
a little bit rustic.
Right,
yeah.
And that one, that's kind of a creative sign, actually. That might fall under creative sign. Cute little...
Yeah, and they always have some sort of
special on it.
Yeah.
But it's
not even a joke sometimes.
Yeah. But it's not.
It is not obtrusive.
Yeah.
No,
it is
not
obtrusive.
No. And they have a lot of, and there's actually a lot of information on that sign too, really, if you're driving down the road to read.
Somebody else want to start it out?
Well, I mean, I took these and, you know, it's.
Good or bad?
It has that strip mall feel.
I did the same ones.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, and it's strip mall, it's too busy and it looks cheap.
Yeah, and, you know, the one, I guess it's for the.
That's interesting, looks cheap.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's not.
And the one, I guess it's for the.
It's not, I know that.
The dispensary on that busy sign, until I stopped and really looked at that, I didn't know.
So that is, sorry. So that is actually, I think that's high, is that high density?
No, no, it's not green enough.
Yeah, that's kind of, and it looks like they painted that on.
It's Oregon and there's a dot in the center for Central Oregon.
That's the other one.
And then the sandwich boards, I just.
Yeah, I don't like the sandwich boards, their business is advertised, they don't have to say it again.
And putting the weed leaf on there.
Yeah, I think that's actually in the right of way too, so that might go away.
That's why I took that, okay. So.
No need for them.
I have got to say, and I try not to give my personal opinion too much, but I've got to say whoever took this picture, that is the worst look of Lapine I have ever seen. No, I'm serious. I was shocked when you showed me that picture.
We got the same picture on that.
Yeah, and a couple of you did that, yeah. I've never seen that angle before, and I just looked at it and went, oh my word.
And it's there.
Yeah.
It's there.
Yeah.
How are people supposed to see the 20 mile an hour school zone sign?
You don't.
Yeah, which is going to get away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Still, it's just way too busy.
Yeah, I'm off to the side, so, but you're out in the center of 97, it's not quite as bad, but.
So if you're a business owner, do you really think your sign's doing any good at all?
No.
I mean, is anybody actually really even reading, even that little, what's that black thing down there say?
It's a marquee type scrolling thing, yeah.
I.
It is a little more observable from the street though, isn't it?
It is.
I mean, it's a mess from that angle.
Yeah, I pulled off, see, so.
That is going to be all changed too, that's where they're going to be working on.
Right, that's ODOT, yeah, ODOT's doing their new.
They're going to have to do something.
Infrastructure's going right in.
But that's what we don't want to look for in the future.
And that's the last thing you want is ODOT to come do these beautifications and then.
Right.
Not take care of the sign issue. Yep, and then this one right here. Again, personal opinion, I don't really think that's too bad. It's a little tall, but it's.
But they should get DMV bigger on there so that people actually know, because that's DMV is.
It'd be nice if it was a monument, actually, that would be a real nice.
That's what I was going to say, if it were lower to the ground, with stone around it.
There's not that many businesses in there, is there?
No.
No, it doesn't look like it, it's not right, you've got a lot of empty spots.
That could help lower it also.
Yeah.
Okay, lowers.
There we go.
Oh, yeah.
That's high and low.
That's high and low, yeah.
Well, and that's a true billboard.
It's a true billboard.
Right.
So what do you think, Lapine billboards?
I don't think so.
No.
I'd rather not.
Don't like it.
It's a good example right there, that the one that built by the house builder.
Oh, yeah.
People notice that.
That's beautiful.
It's set back, they still notice it.
Which brings up another issue of off-premise signage. That's going to be another PowerPoint later.
Setbacks?
Off-premise signage, do you allow signs for businesses off-premise?
Right.
That's hard. Lapine has some of it, I don't know that we allow it, but normally with, especially with Reed Gilbert, you don't want to allow off-premise signage, it just opens up a can of worms. But signs that are there can stay. You know, when you redo your code, you have non-conforming things become non-conforming.
Now, what about the large billboards that are in town?
So the large billboards, right now the sign code allows for 7 in town. What they tried to do is make them non-conforming in a way, but then they allowed them, it allows it to be, and maybe shed some light, but allows them to be moved around in town. So you can have no more than 7, but if this guy wanted to move closer into town, he could. He could relocate, which isn't preferable with our coming up on our city and the way we're trying to change and stuff. The last thing you want is that to be moved, you know, from a high desert or something, you know.
The actual location of this, while it's within the city limits, it's not in amongst a bunch of other signage.
True.
Not yet.
Not on the.
Well, and I guess that would be something I'd want to look at, is like, how many businesses do there have to be within a certain perimeter before you allow a.
Or you just don't allow them and these become non-conforming.
Do they, do you know if they require leases for these? How do they set where they're?
I think they're, I would assume it's cell towers. I'm sure, I assume they're leasing the land, the space.
Well, that would be on, for instance, that sign, wouldn't that be on ODOT, the 70-foot set?
Well, that's interesting too. Is it in ODOT right away?
Yeah.
But.
I think some of those were grandfathered in too when we originally did.
I think they were.
They were already existing.
Right.
And so they were just grandfathered in, but.
They put them in just since we became a city, I think.
Well, you can. So that's another, that'll be really when we're getting into, when you have a code in front of you and we're really getting into the nitty and gritty, we'll be talking about, do you want to actually put a sunset clause? I can guarantee you if you do, every single one of these guys will be in and just screaming, because that's a lot of money they're having, you know. The other thing is you can make them non-conforming, but you don't allow them to be moved around. So if, you know, lightning strikes them or they become less than 50% damage or more than 50% damage, they can't rebuild. They just go away. That's normal.
There's ways to deal with it then.
Yep.
Okay.
There's another one.
Yep.
You guys were thrilled with these billboards. And then there's this one. This is my favorite right here. I don't know what that is or why it's there. Probably get a letter soon.
That's the fire
label? It's not a permanent sign.
It's not permitted and it's, it's off premise. This one actually says too busy. Another issue is these flags right here. We don't allow them right now in our sign code.
Yeah.
And they've gotten, I probably should send out some letters.
What does the board feel about those banner signs?
On some things, I think they work for a while.
There's your key for a while.
Yeah,
for a while,
not all
they
the time.
Blend in.
And they get tattered and torn, and the weather here is horrible. California, probably, if you have nice weather all the time, but.
The sun still bleaches them.
Yeah. They're not good. There you go.
That's no longer there, so we don't have to worry.
Did it get wiped out with the building?
Yep.
Yeah. As of this morning, or late last night,
The main thing about that one was it's so small you couldn't even see what's written on it across the street.
But again, remember remember what signs really need to do. They just pretty much need to guide you into where the place is nowadays. Couple of spots where you'd want to actually have a larger sign on the wall of your building or something, but although that one, it doesn't look like it had signs on the building much yet. Actually, that's pretty. I like, look at this guy.
Again, it's just a little dizzy. Small ones, short ones, tall ones.
It looks like a highway going down a road.
Yeah.
I mean, it looks like a highway. It doesn't look inviting. It doesn't look like there's cute, you know.
Doesn't look like a
sign attached to a sign.
Yeah.
And so forth.
Yeah. And then this one's way up there.
And you've got your billboards up there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's in town. I mean, that's.
But there's three of them in town, isn't there?
Yeah, I think there are three in town.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, on the south side of town, when you go to the north side, there are another two or three up there.
I mean, just proper type.
More
some of those, that's,
This one? What do you think?
That one's more acceptable.
Yeah. I mean, it's clean.
It's
not as woodsy or rocky as I prefer, but
yeah.
It's got got some architectural feature to it.
Right.
It's not just a sign.
It's in some landscaping also.
Right, and that's another thing we'll think about later too, is do you can, as a body, require that signs be placed in landscaping. The code I came from, we did, so, freestanding and monument.
That's, I just thought was just.
There was a couple people that turned in the same building, and I think one liked it, one didn't. I don't know. I just think it's funny that they have copy down here and this right here in these barrels, but yet they say it right here from plain as day.
Right.
The same thing, so if you didn't read it there, I guess you're gonna get it right when you're walking in, when you know what you're gonna do anyway.
I just thought again, it was seemed cluttered.
It's cluttered, it's busy.
Lot going on in a small little building.
But boy, you can read them.
And they had it on the end.
Talk about banners too, be thinking about banners.
Yeah.
Banners are another one that can start looking really ugly really fast.
Yes.
So.
And on the end of that building, it was the same signs, in fact.
Yeah.
Both sides, I think.
Yeah.
So we've already pretty much talked, I know some of you need to go, so we'll speed through this, some of you guys have already talked about these, but down here, Ace, this person liked them. It's just a wall.
You can't miss it.
Yeah. It's so bad, actually, it's.
Kinda nice to have it on the building rather than another sign.
Pay attention, yeah.
There's nothing out in front obstructing anything.
Yeah.
And pay attention to, you know, these signs, the, notice it's not huge. I mean, it really, for the width of the building, you can read it very clear, it's very much out there, you know what it is. You know it's Ace Hardware. It's not taking up the whole linear length of the building. They didn't, you know, it's not maximized, so you think about that too. We probably all know how we feel about Taco Bell. A-frames, I know you were not for them.
Right.
Yeah.
Not really.
Interesting.
Does anybody on the board mind A-frames?
Yeah.
Sandwich signs?
What if they all had to be the same height and same width?
I personally, I don't like them.
I don't really especially either. Like them.
Oh, yeah. See, I don't like them.
Yeah.
They're cute.
Especially if they're hand painted, but.
That's my idea. Ron, any Jen? And I think the point to remember here is don't feel bad. You're the body and you're the people of the town, and we can make your sign code whatever you want it to be. Don't feel bad for the businesses. They're not going to go out of business because of signage. No business has ever got out of business because of signage.
No.
You'll probably get some people telling you that's the case, but it's not true. So if you have aesthetically, you know, if we're able as a city to determine what your building has to look like, don't feel bad because we tell them what their sign has to look like. The two, you know.
Goes hand in hand.
Yeah, don't stress. So if you know, if you think you want to have a sign that always has to have one thing, or you want it to match the appearance of the building, or you want it to be this, don't stress. If somebody, you know, a business owner says, you're going to put me out of business, you know, it's not going to happen.
That one on the left, that's the rear of the buildings, correct?
That's right.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Should they?
There's a couple of them, actually.
Should they be allowed there? Or?
Well, I'm just wondering how much higher they're going to go. Like, if they get another business in there. It looks like the sign was here, and then they've added on this case.
Yeah.
It just kind of looks, I don't know, it looks a little, it doesn't look like a real monument. It looks weird.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Kludgy.
Looks tacky.
Yeah.
It looks tight.
That's kind of cute.
Yeah,
that's some character to it.
Yeah, and it's wood.
What is that?
Mm-hmm.
It's
best.
Right across from grocery outlets to the left. What is that? That's a
trailer
RV
park.
Trailer park.
Yeah.
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 It's got like
right.
No vacancy.
Trailer park's not
thing.
That impressive, but
the
signs.
Yeah. Trailers and the trucks in there.
Yeah.
Park beside it. A lot of times.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Realty sign. This one.
How long is that?
This one.
Yeah,
this one. My planner heart is kind of a little bit. I don't know. Set. This is definitely historic. I mean, it's historic.
Right. Yeah.
It's got some. It is tall and it is big and.
It hasn't been a cafe for how long?
Right.
Well.
They're trying.
Yeah.
Trying again.
Yep. I heard it sold.
Yeah.
So.
Oh.
And it wants to open a restaurant. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, he spoke at the chamber meeting.
Yeah, so. Don't mind it?
Yes.
I think this one a little, I like this one a little more, I don't know, this one's just kind of stark, but it's not. Little high, downtown, do you want to keep your signs a little smaller in your downtown, you're gonna be, your buildings are gonna be closer to the road, your roads are gonna be narrower, you know, walkability, bikeability, so you don't need these huge signs out on the road. Most of them should be probably wall signs on the buildings, or awnings. There's some more of your A-frames that you all love so much.
Yes.
Cracks me up, the grocery outlet, but they have the biggest signs in town, they're the most noticeable building, and they have two A-frames out there, like you don't know what it is. It just cracks me up, it's that whole fear, you know, people gotta see. And again.
Betsy, you go back to that, the one before that? Yeah, the front of that, the restaurant there, where Flores Moore is, what is the homestead or whatever it is, the tavern? That, front of that building's got a lot of extra signs on it too, that are, I think are probably, you know, a little too much.
Right.
They got Growler, they got this, they got everything.
Oh, right.
Harvest. That's actually a cool creative sign, that actually is cute. You can also require businesses when they share a building to have to do the same sign, and do a monument sign, kind of like this. There's also things where you can do, as I click through these, because I know you guys gotta go, we've seen these already. That's kind of cute.
Yeah, that's good.
You can require master sign programs, where a business comes in, if they have more than so many tenants, that they come in with a whole design for the entire building for their signage, and then you can give them like extra signage because of the consistency and the way they're gonna place their signage and how it's gonna look. So based on aesthetics, you give them a carrot and they get more signs. Just things to think about as you're. Another A-frame.
That Bi-Mart sign, they should really do something.
It's almost historic, I feel.
Yeah, but you can't see it until you're right upon it, I mean.
Well, yeah. The other thing to think about is, as you're thinking about signage, and we talk more and more, and we get more and more in detail, is when all these road improvements are done, there's gonna be street trees. Street trees grow up, and so be thinking about that also.
Where they're placed.
And then somebody added this. I like it.
Howdy, folks.
These are cool.
Yeah, it's an interesting town.
Kind of, I didn't read the top real fast, but I saw that and I almost thought it was Nashville at first. Anyway. That's the Western theme. Obviously.
Yeah, totally.
Cool. And there you have it. Your thoughts for the meeting. And you have no homework.
Okay, is anybody, do we have any more comments on the signage? I think the board was a little bit in agreement on most of those.
Yeah. I mean, it's a good first cut of what's what, I think.
And then I'm personally for the little rock and the rustic rustic wood, like mid-Oregon.
So
it is our newest, I think.
So I'm hearing not a fan of A-frames.
Right.
Not a fan of billboards.
Right.
I don't know, it's kind of undecided on height. Maybe littler in downtown, higher on the outskirts.
That would be.
Where are the speed limits?
I don't think
that's
billboards.
That's justification.
Yeah.
I don't think billboards in town are necessarily.
Right. Yeah.
Opinion.
No. Yeah.
Agree.
Yeah. Well, the city of Opine probably
right.
In general.
I mean.
Yeah. some aesthetic qualities. You wanna start maybe thinking about requiring some aesthetic qualities to signs?
You know, the banner type of lobby banners and things like that.
So maybe next time what we'll do is we'll talk about, maybe we'll talk about some sizing issues. We'll go over sizes.
Is there anything now in the, about sizes in the code?
Yes, yep. So it's based on, for the wall signs, it's for your frontages, for your primary frontage, it's kind of convoluted. 15% of your primary frontage, or 8%? Don't quote me.
Okay.
Going off my brain here. It's so much a percentage of the linear frontage or elevation. It's either elevation. Might be getting my two codes mixed up. We did frontage, linear frontage. I think they do elevation here. It's a percentage of elevation. And then total amount caps out a certain amount. And then you have a secondary frontage that faces a road that caps out for a total. But I don't know, I didn't see anything about freestanding signs like a capping out or I don't remember seeing any kind of maximum amount for a freestanding sign or monument, so I have to go back over.
If there isn't one, we'll put one in.
We can.
Okay, all right, so that's it for the signs right now?
That's it.
All righty. Have the commission start thinking about that, sizes in more detail, and aesthetic value, what you'd like to see. I'm sure Melissa would like ideas too.
Sure.
You know, if you got ideas, you might come up with something really good.
Remember, you haven't seen any code yet, right. Just talking.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that was number 8. 9 other matters. I think we went over that in the public comments. Is there any other matters the board would like to bring up this time? Okay, any more public comments?
Yeah, I just, one of the things, are there any things in lieu of the A-frames? I'm thinking Box Books of CBS and a Chinese restaurant that we're kind of unique here because we do have these little side things that traffic does not go on. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering, you know, how you bring attention to those kind of businesses from the main roads.
That's a good question.
So,
yeah.
You know, in lieu of A-frames, are there other things that we could do?
A-frames are kind of the going thing right now. I'll bring some stuff up and we'll talk about it, but I'd have to research a little bit because you have to be careful that whole Reed versus Gilbert thing and with off-premise signage and where they're located and how they go, but you can always do a, like I said before, you can always do a master sign program with the owner of the building and his tenants, and he could maybe propose something unique. And maybe it's an A-frame for those businesses, you know, that there are menu boards are A-frames usually, so I don't think it's a solid no. We're just talking at this point, and I would bring in code and stuff, but yeah, we're not going to put a business out of business. I mean, we're definitely not going to do that, but there'll be different situations we'll have to think of and come up with.
Well, it's the idea, too, if people are going through town that they realize that there are other things.
Yeah, and remember with the improvements we're going to have, and eventually we will get a grant or we will get money and do the other side of the road too. You're going to have a sidewalk, you're going to have street trees, and traffic will go slower through town. Just naturally, we're going to go slower. We're going to have pedestrian islands in certain spots. So keeping that all in mind with the trees and the sidewalks and the slower traffic, there will be time to look and see. So that'll be taken into consideration too. We'll figure it out.
And how successful are those sandwich signs? I mean, are they A-frame signs? You know, I mean,
I don't know if I've ever seen one that I went, oh.
Yeah,
if I'm looking for
boxes. They're more popular as menu boards and big, in little downtowns where you're walking on.
Where you're walking down the street.
Yeah, they're very popular.
Exactly, yeah.
Those are like lunch specials.
But it's an inexpensive sign that business can feel, put out and feel good about itself, so, you know.
And it's inexpensive.
That's, yeah, yeah.
And that's one of the reasons we're there.
Yeah.
Better to invest in Google when people find them by that.
Which is how most people can do.
Okay, all right, is staff comments, any more staff comments?
I do have some updates, I'm sorry, I know, I'm trying, I'm so sorry, I'm missing your brush hour. Crescent Creek, we had a meeting with them a couple days ago, and it looks like they're gonna start their next phase. So we're meeting with them to work out some details. So that, look for that, do, it won't come before you, but just know that that's gonna start happening. Actually, we don't know if that's coming before you or not, we'll keep it posted.
That was already pre-plotted, everything?
Yes, but they have a new subdivision phase that they're gonna start, there might be some exceptions or something, but we'll see. We have some large economic development projects coming in to the industrial park. Can't get into too much detail, but that's gonna be kinda cool. I know, now you're all wondering. But Corey told me to tell you, and I did. Habitat for Humanity, we met with them. If you remember, you just changed your code to allow for townhomes.
Yep.
We met with them, they're are going on their townhome subdivision up north by Housing Works, and it looks like they're gonna do 17 townhomes. And we're working with them on their site plan, so.
That's the one.
Behind this, the Deschutes Lodge?
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, Victory Way, yeah, yes.
Not on the other property?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, yep.
But they aren't doing any, this year, they're doing the one up, Wiki up, three units up there.
They're doing three more new units there, yes, and then.
But they're regular units.
Yes, regular units, yeah.
But we're working with them, they've already got their site plan kinda going for their townhomes, and we're looking at that. So that's a subdivision that I think comes before you. I'm still not clear on the word.
Right. The last one did, so I can.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
How many units are Crescent Creek? How many units in Crescent Creek are coming up, do you know, this year?
Jane?
They, the next phase has, previously was planned for 100 lots. I think they're trying to get away from the cottage lots and make more larger lots. But that's something I think they're probably talking to the city about, if they can change that master plan or not.
Yeah, it was discussed briefly.
Yeah. Because they don't sell as well.
Right now, Huntington Meadows is doing 36 units this year.
Yeah, they're gonna do.
Crescent Creek is trying to bid against them on how many lots they can get for something.
Yeah, there's, it's definitely. Whole different price point. And we have somebody that's actually going right in, putting in a couple homes that are right in between the two price points, so that's good too.
Good.
So that's an indication of a healthy economy. We've got a lot of going on, but they're not all the same price points.
Yes.
So take heart, Lapine is moving.
Okay. Okay.
Mr. McClone?
Yes.
One more staff comment, I forgot to email your personal emails that you had a city email waiting for you. So I try to remember to do that, I'm sorry. We've just been having meeting after meeting after meetings. You guys have probably got, I feel like I've just been sending out so many emails to you guys, to everybody, so I'm sorry. Know that we are set though to have monthly meetings, so you will always have an email from me by the Friday before your third Wednesday meeting.
Yes.
Okay. We're still sticking with the third?
Yes.
Yeah, but
Wednesday
at
5:30.
I will try to remember to email your personal.
I forgot, sorry.
Huh.
It wasn't on my list to talk about, but I am going to anyway. We need bikes. If you
have
a bike sitting in your garage,
I got an email.
Very badly. So if you know people.
I have two so far.
We need 25 to 30, so.
When do you need a bike?
April 4th.
What kind of bike?
Four.
Anything that.
We are not picky.
Anything with two wheels.
Probably, you know, they don't want training wheels, but.
Okay.
They're college grad students, so.
And they're just gonna be on the pavement, probably.
Yeah.
Nothing fancy. I've got a couple.
Okay.
Perfect.
I've got four, I just have to talk to my husband before I offer them.
Okay. They are signing liability waivers, and, you know, they're just gonna drive around town for for an hour or two and then.
Probably scrounge up a couple.
And we'll probably store them if you need to drop them off like sooner than the 4th or something like that.
They'll be locked.
We can store them and lock them. So just talk to me about it. And we could even maybe pick them up if you have, don't have a way to transport them here.
Yep.
Okay.
4th of April?
Yes, 2 weeks from today.
No, we're desperate.
Probably get them running by that time.
Yeah, really.
So we could just drop them off in the morning.
Yep. Thank you, appreciate it.
Okay. All right, that's it for the staff comments. Planning Commission comments. Mary?
I think we kind of went over probably everything we needed, and I think the science is going to go forth, and we kind of got an idea of what we need to be putting in place, which is going to be good for us, and there's so many good things happening that it's going to be a lot of fun watching what's happening with La Pond.
I thought it was going to be boring.
You'll keep us surprised on the TGM?
Yeah. I don't know when that's going to happen.
I'm good.
Jenny?
Is there any question, lighting standard at all for signage?
That's all part of your signage,
okay.
But we'll talk about that too.
Yeah.
Yep, absolutely. Thanks for reminding.
Okay. Yeah. Just seems like so many of them aren't lit and
yeah.
At night.
Good, right.
Point.
Right.
Yeah.
Most of them.
Yeah.
Which is kind of sad. Okay, that's all I've got to then. If that's it, can I have a motion to adjourn?
I must.
Okay.
All
okay.
Done.
All right, thank you very much.
Thanks, guys. I'm sorry you had to stay so long. I hope you make it in time.
Oh, okay. It's fine. It's
a problem.
Don't make it.
Oh, yeah.
Save yourself.
Yeah. Oh.